selective. It just should not happen. Hopefully, the legislature will get smart, regardless of whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Save the Whales Party, doesn't matter. What Steve Sisolak did was wrong. And by the way, it was grossly incompetent. And that's not just the pandemic. It's Dieter. It's the vaccinations. All of that. Stay where you are. Coming up, Marcos Lopez, legislative liaison for Americans for Prosperity. That's all coming up. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is reiterating his campaign pledge to raise taxes on wealthier Americans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told ABC News he wants to increase the income tax rate on households making over $400,000. White House spokesman Jen Psaki says Mr. Biden talked about it on the campaign trail, and it should come as no surprise.
It's on his mind about how to ensure people are paying their fair share.
The president acknowledges he may not get any Republicans to vote in favor of a tax hike, but he expects Democrats to be on board. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A wave of storms is pounding the Deep South, leaving a trail of splintered trees and damaged buildings. A forecaster said still more severe weather was on the way Wednesday, with the potential for massive tornadoes, downpours, and hail the size of tennis balls. The Weather Service says roughly 16 million people in the southeast could see powerful storms through early Thursday, and a region of nearly 3 million stretching from southeastern Arkansas and northeastern Louisiana across Mississippi into Alabama was at particular risk for big twisters that stay on the ground for miles. The husband of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein may be offered an ambassadorship in Europe. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The New York Times first reported Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, is interested in a role in a European capital. The report coincides with a separate development, growing pressure on Feinstein to vacate her coveted Senate seat. Critics in her own party question Feinstein's ability to complete another term should she win re-election in 2024. Others are eager to see Feinstein replaced by a black woman should she leave the post early. Still others angry at Feinstein for maintaining a civil tone during the Senate confirmation hearings. For Judge Amy Coney Barrett, Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 189 points, the NASDAQ rose 53, the S&P advanced 11. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Some jurors are now being dropped from the George Floyd.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. After 3 hours of testimony, the State Assembly Judiciary Committee took no action on Assembly Bill 286, which means it will return for additional discussion and potential tweaks. As drafted, the bill would ban the sale and possession of kits made with 3D printers. The second section would criminalize violations of possession of a firearm in a business or entity where signs on the premises read, "No guns allowed." A first offense would be a misdemeanor. The World of Concrete trade show has been approved to return to Las Vegas in June. The Nevada Department of Business and Industry gave a thumbs up for the event scheduled for June 8th through the 10th at the Las Vegas Convention Center's new West Hall and the nearby North Hall. A show in the past has attracted more than 50,000 people. Just 2 years after taking the Rebels job, word is that T.J. Otzelberger is leaving to take the head coaching position at Iowa State. He was hired in 2019 and has guided the program to a 29-30 record in 2 seasons. UNLV is now looking for its 6th head coach in 10 years and 14th since Jerry Tarkanian left the program in 1992. Remember, they won the national championship in 1990.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, we're getting some real slow flows as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl there on the 515 westbound at Boulder Highway, 515 eastbound at Main, touch and go through there. Also, your bumper-to-bumper there, 215 west at Tenaya, and you'll tap the brakes. 215 West at St. Rose.
Gather round. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Joining us now, the legislative liaison for Americans for Prosperity, Marcos Lopez. Marcos, it's been a while since you've been on. Good to have you back.
It's great to be back, Kevin.
Let me just ask you, as the legislative liaison for Americans for Prosperity, normally you'd be working the halls at Carson City, but they're on lockdown, and you can't get to them. How does that change how you do your job?
You know, the real limitations are starting to reveal themselves. Normally, as you mentioned, I'd be able to be in the halls, have those quick 5-minute chats in between committee hearings, wait outside their offices if there was something really important coming up. And this week, as we're approaching the deadline for introductions, which has been extended for one more week, it's really showing the limitations of not being able to be in the building, not be able to have those conversations with legislators. So it's something that's really showing its downsides at this current moment.
And is there any hint that you're getting from leadership that they are going to open things up sometime before June?
It's a mix. It all depends who you ask, right? There was some chatter that maybe as late as the second, third half of the legislative session, maybe they'll start opening doors up. But even then, one of the concerns that I have with that is that just by default, that means that we could potentially see a situation where if you have to have a vaccine to enter the building, that government lobbyists and government interests will have an advantage over the rest of the community because they have access to vaccines first.
Well, the other side of that coin, though, is that the people that are there, the 150, whatever it is, plus people that operate in and around the Capitol are kind of, well, essential. Are they as essential as, say, grocery store workers? I don't know. But this is the people's house, and we're being shut out of it, and there's something wrong about that. Let me just ask you, so how are you communicating with members of both the Assembly and the State Senate?
So this has been the virtual year. It's all about Microsoft Teams. It's all about Skype meetings. It's about texting. It's about emails, which in some degrees, it's pretty good that we've been involved really since last legislative session was our first session to be involved because we have those pre-existing relationships. But for the general public, I do believe it puts them at a disadvantage to not have that same level of access that, other interests and other organizations that have been there in previous legislative sessions to build those relationships up that have that access to their legislators.
One of the things that I really like is that Americans for Prosperity, they are very direct, they're very clear in their messaging, and you folks put out a Americans for Prosperity Nevada legislative agenda, and it all seems to cycle back to the whole notion of creating jobs, getting people back to work, beating the pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about the jobs component to your wish list in Carson City? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're looking forward to tackle the occupational licensing regime. If we look at this pandemic, Las Vegas was definitely among the hardest hit places in this entire country, and that means that Nevada, since the majority of the population there, has been among the hardest hit states. Hospitality, and when people don't want to travel anymore, gets hit first. That is disposable income. And when people don't have disposable income and when people have lost their jobs, it takes that economic hit to the city. And we can see it, and we've seen it in the past years, that we're just starting to come back. So to kind of aid in people transitioning to different careers, to aid people in finding new jobs, one of the things that we have recommended and pounded is occupational licensing reform. So we're able to help people find new meaningful employment. There is a bunch of people out there who have realized that maybe hospitality isn't the most secure. And we saw this with the Great Recession. We're seeing this now with the COVID recession. And as we exit out of that, how do we spur economic growth? How do we get up there to compete where we were prior to this economic recession, where we were, near full employment, where Nevada's economy was growing? There was a great economy across the entire nation prior to all this. How do we get back there? We do think it's occupational license reform. It's making sure that regulations are cut. And there's a great legislation that's being introduced by Andy Matthews called the RAIN Act, which means to rein those large regulations as they're implemented. And it's also about keeping taxes low, so we're now putting more burdens on people and new businesses.
Now, let me just ask you, you have a chance to visit with members not just on our side of the aisle, but on the other side of the aisle, on the Democrat side of the aisle. Do you see any appetite at all for cutting red tape, for cutting regulations, for making jobs kind of job one? Do you get any sense that there will be folks that at least give you an honest hearing?
So, I mean, I'm going to give it to you, Frank. I mean, with a lot of people, we do see that there is an appetite for it, but the current chairwoman, and what we're hearing, for a big occupational licensing reform bill, which Tom Roberts is expected to introduce at any day now in the next coming week, we are hearing chatter that she's not going to give it a hearing. And, you know, one of the things that I really would love is, you know, for Assemblywoman Hadegi to give a hearing on this occupational licensing bill, because it will spur economic growth. And it will help our state recover.
Getting our fiscal house in order, that's a part of your Americans for Prosperity Nevada legislative agenda. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I think a good example of our fiscal house is AB 99. This is a hearing. John Ellison introduced this bill, and while it was just a minor, directionally positive bill that would adjust the way we work with our public works, that was dealing with prevailing wage. And for people who are not too sure of what that is, prevailing wage kind of kicks in Nevada on projects that are over $100,000 of cost. And usually these wages and how they calculate it kind of is inflated because they only take union wages, not really market wages. So in essence, we have a government that is wasting and paying upwards of 40% over the market rate for the similar construction program to benefit a very small group of people, and this is not acting in a way that protects taxpayer dollars. So one of the things that we're talking about is we need to address prevailing wages, we need to address how we're spending our money, and we need to make sure that before we have any discussion of raising taxes, that we're spending our money in a sound way. We have a fiduciary interest in the state government to spend the money of hardworking Nevadans in the most efficient way and do it in a way that we're not wasting their dollars.
Well, there are going to be more dollars available to this legislature. Again, Marcos Lopez joining us. He is the legislative liaison for Americans for Prosperity. $4.5 billion coming into the state. How much of that will go directly to government? We're not quite sure yet. The devil's always in the details. How much do you know about how much money the legislature will have extra? And obviously, the governor submitted a balanced budget, so there should not be any holes in the budget. Where would you like this money to go?
So, I mean, we opposed this at the federal level when it was being brought forward. Unfortunately, you know, it passed and it made it through, and what we really opposed was that state and local bailouts, which is where that $4.4 billion is coming from, mainly because when we look at it, many of these fiscal situations that these states find themselves predate the pandemic. And while we are getting a chunk of money, but there are plenty of other states that are fiscally irresponsible, like California, states like Illinois, and states like New York, who do not have a balanced budget, who did not make the necessary cuts, that are comfortably wasting their state's money. And now we are forced to pick up the bill as taxpayers for all these other states. I mean, now we're getting this money into Nevada. Our position is, you know, the money's here, so we can't do anything about that. But we would love it that money stays within COVID-related items, that this doesn't go to new programs, that that might lead down the road to less economic growth, that might lead down the road to higher taxes. Because if that money will be used up, if we use it to create programs that later down the road we are unable to fund it, it always kind of reminds me of that Obama Medicaid expansion, then we will find ourselves in fiscal problems.
Marcos Lopez joining us, legislative liaison for Americans for Prosperity. More with him. We'll talk about this $4.5 billion and the idea of keeping the money in programs that will not require huge funding down the road. We'll do that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. The electric bikes, they're really, really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. You know, we were talking about this notion of keeping the money that comes in, whether it's $4.5 billion or less than that, whatever that number is, to keep it in programs that will not require out-year funding, you know, funding in 2 or 3 years when the feds aren't doling out $4.5 billion. Are the Democrats onto that, and do they have a different philosophy from what you've been able to gather?
So unfortunately, I haven't been able to talk to many Democrats about this at the moment. Our other legislative affairs have been really keeping me occupied. But I encourage them, anyone that might be listening, I know you have a very wide, diverse audience here, Kevin, but I really encourage them to make sure that they do not put any new programs and do not spend it on things that are not directly related to COVID and what has occurred in this past year. It would be a fool's errand to do so, because we have seen what happens. We warned and sounded the alarm during the Obamacare expansion of Medicaid to individuals under Sandoval and in other states, that eventually that federal money leads, that we're going to have to fill in that gap. And the only way to fill in that gap, and particularly when we do have a balanced budget amendment, is that they're going to have to raise taxes or they're going to have to cut elsewhere. And we know that this legislative body does not have an appetite to cut.
I want to ask you about something that came up during the pandemic, talked about it briefly, but I want to expand on this, the healthcare challenges that lie ahead for our state that have nothing to do with COVID, but it's in your wish list, your legislative wish list. Can you talk a little bit about some of the healthcare challenges that lie ahead?
So when we look at the healthcare system, one of the things that COVID revealed was how much our government actually stands in the way of progress, it stands in the way between patients being able to get the care that they need, and the in the way of healthcare professionals to innovate and find new solutions to these problems. One of the things that we want to tackle is making sure we have an adequate supply of healthcare professionals. I mean, this pandemic is ending. This pandemic is almost over. But that doesn't mean there's not going to be other healthcare challenges. That doesn't mean we don't have situations where individuals are lacking access to healthcare or can't afford it. Our solutions to this is to increase the amount of healthcare professionals in the state. This is through the recognition of licenses from other states, making sure that, you know, as there are increases in demand, that doctors are able to come across into Nevada state lines to be able to practice and help where need be. These are people who have devoted their lives to helping others, and we shouldn't be standing in the way of them doing so. And then the other things that we want to do is also help recognize individuals who might have received healthcare training in other countries. You know, Kevin, as you know, I'm Cuban American. In the Cuban American community, we have a joke that, you know, in Cuba, you know, I was a doctor. And there is a lot of individuals who have a healthcare background and have healthcare training that we can figure out a way to help recognize their schooling and their training, find them a way to be a participant in our healthcare system to help take care of our healthcare overall, to make it more accessible and more affordable for all individuals.
I know that depending on which side of the aisle you sit, the idea of criminal justice reform takes on different notions. For some, it means defunding the police. For others, it means something else. You are espousing a criminal justice reform and promoting real second chances. What's that about?
So there is really two bills of major interest for us this legislative session. The first one is related to the decriminalization of traffic tickets. So this doesn't mean that suddenly you can go out, you know, you engage in reckless driving and you can get away with it. What it just means is we are going to be changing the system. So let's say you have an outstanding fine and warrant. The first instance is if you get pulled over after you didn't pay a ticket because maybe you forgot or whatever it might be, normally, you would be arrested there because there is a warrant out for your arrest. What this would do is, you know, it works in more of a working relationship between the court and the individual to be able to find a way to reach payment on those settlements. Carson City actually has been doing this in the last year, and they have seen an increase in the amount of compliance in tickets because they're in a more collaborative working with the individual to get these tickets paid. You know, I myself at one point, I got a ticket. I think it was outside of Hawthorne. You know, I worked with the DA there to get it knocked down. I went to go pay the fine. The pandemic began. I completely forgot about it because the whole world was going crazy. I go to try to buy a firearm, and my background check was getting denied. I was going, what is happening? Eventually, I found out it was because I forgot to pay this ticket. But if I were to have been pulled over on a drive, or if I got a speeding ticket, or whatever it might have been, I would have been put in jail. And what we have seen is that it costs more to keep those individuals locked up in jail, because it's usually about $400 a day. You can end up there for multiple days. It will cost more than what we would collect off whatever the original ticket was. So not only does this give people a second chance to be able to figure that out, but more importantly, it helps us save money in the long run.
Joining us...